can be together, but you gotta wait for me. The first time I say no, it's like I never said yes. Together, yes, you can stay with me. But when I say no, not tonight, you acting so ungratefully. The first time I say no, it's like I never said yes.
I am a feminist. That's what I call myself. That's what boys say about me. That's what my Amazon recommended purchases would imply. I am a feminist, which doesn't mean much, which just means I'm sensitive. Which doesn't mean weak. Which means I believe we all have equal rights. Which means I think if you objectify me instead of listening to me, I'll just yell louder. I am a feminist. I sign petitions that prove it. I write poems that proclaim it loudly. I sing Nina Simone, but I also sing rap music. But I try not to think about the lyrics. And yet I hate it when I do listen to them. Like, I can't even bring myself to say how much I hate blurred lines. But sometimes it's all I want to dance to. And sometimes I'm not sure that's allowed. I'm a woman who believes in feminism, who goes clubbing weekly, who likes having sex, who doesn't think the newsroom is sexist, who loves nothing more than a morning after story swap. But I think Sex and the City is shit, even though I secretly know I'm a Charlotte. I'm a woman, I'm not a girl. I'm graduating to 30k a year in an ethical corporation. Although I go to Taco Bell, but only after a night out, mostly. I'm a woman who believes wholeheartedly that rape is wrong. Which, as I said, is not really a political stance. Which, as I said, is just sensitive. No, sensible. Which, as I meant, is just sensible. I'm a woman who goes clubbing every so often and goes out drinking with friends, who needs somebody to walk them home, who fears that, like my friend, a taxi will just try to abduct her, who knows that should be a horror story, but who knows it happens, even in my sleepy hometown, who knows how it feels when every taxi outside a club won't take you home because who would want to help the girl in a gorgeous dress and better heels all the way down south on dimly lit streets. I'm a woman who protests insensitive marketing campaigns and only slightly hates herself when she uses feminist critics in conversation and told my housemates to stop using the word slut because it was degrading ourselves. And we were getting enough of that from everyone else. And once slapped someone for saying I was a bitch, for boycotting any company that objectifies my gender in the media. I'm a woman who knows who the victim is, who the perpetrator is, who is wrong and who is right, who hates when my friends buckle up to misogynist frat boys and make out with them for a joke, when it just amplifies their campaign of forcing themselves on them, when all they'll do now is talk more about how they want to eat my friend out, when that is not okay. I'm a woman. I'm a feminist. I'm a lot of things. And I'm unsure of a lot of them today. I'm scared to say how it happened. I'm gonna say it anyway. I need people to walk me home. And the other day, my friend said he'd take on the task of controlling the disaster I became after too many vodkas. I need people to walk me home. He needed someone to make him feel better. He needed someone to soothe his heated mind. He needed his ex to not be a bitch to him that night. He needed to get out because she was getting in with her new guy, and so he needed me to need him. He needed to talk to me. He needed to sit down in the bandstand in the park. He needed to vent. He needed a hug. He needed a compliment. He wanted more. I gave him more. He needed it, and I didn't want to. But he wanted it, and I was made to. And then he walked me home, jobbed on for both of us. I just hope he too was left with a bad taste in his mouth. I'm a woman who thinks face to face isn't best always, who thinks Facebook to Facebook can work just as well. I sent him a message. I sent him all of this. I wiped the tears off my keyboard. I talked to a friend. They said I was a victim. The boy, he responded with a tempest of profuse apology. And I no longer knew if I was. And if it had happened to my friends, I'd say they were victims. And every bone I have tattooed my cause on shuddered to say I was a victim. But my mind felt no such thing. I knew it was an accident, which in any other case would not be good enough. I don't know why for me it seems to be, but if I was okay about this, I wouldn't have said this, I suppose. I'm a feminist, but it's hard to always take the theory on board about yourself. I'm a feminist, and I want every woman to feel the best about themselves. Except, it seems, myself. But you got away from me the first time I said no.
Tonight you acting so ungratefully. The first time I say no.